Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 18th, 2016. Today is Friday in the fifth week of Lent. For as long as I can remember, I've had this fascination with the Apostle Paul. Perhaps it's because I spent so much time in my childhood listening to sermons about his letters, his epistles. Perhaps it was because I was taken with the book of Acts, which is largely dedicated to sort of a travel log of Paul's journeys around the Mediterranean, making mission trips, showing up in towns where no one knew who he was, and immediately setting about to gather a congregation. It's easy to romanticize what Paul did, but at the end of the day, it was simply hard, laborious, painful, and sometimes life-threatening work. If we read Luke's accounts of Paul's ministry found in the latter two-thirds of the book of Acts, we certainly come to understand that when Paul came to town, things began to happen. Sometimes he wound up in jail. Sometimes he wound up stoned and left for dead. Sometimes he wound up run out of town. Other times he was sort of secretly slipped out of town before the people who wanted to kill him got near him. I wonder if when Paul responded to his vision of the resurrected Lord, if he knew what he was getting in for. My guess is he didn't, but the other thing that certainly becomes clear is that he was all in. There was nothing halfway about Paul, whether you like him or whether you find some of his logic problematic. There can be no doubt that he is a formidable figure in the early church. It's easy to get a little hero worship going on and think that somehow Paul's work was easier than our own. That somehow he lived in a magical time and he did magical things, albeit with the help of the Holy Spirit, and that we could never, reach those heights of evangelistic or fervor or ministerial effectiveness. That's why I find Paul's realism in today's reading from 2 Corinthians very reassuring. He writes the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Here's what we read. We have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our life. So death is at work in us, but life in you. This treasure, Paul writes, what's the treasure? The treasure is the good news of Christ, the gospel, that good news that in the resurrection of Christ from the dead, all can be made alive, that in the coming of Christ among us, sin and death are put back on their heels, that promise that life abundant is available for every one of us. Paul writes in another place, if anyone is in Christ, new creation. The old has passed away. All has become new. But Paul is clear that this great news, this amazing news, is not transmitted via a parchment. It's not given in some golden treasure box. No, this news comes to God's people. And the people who need to hear God's good word, this news comes in clay jars. The frailty of our mortal bodies. In that way, Paul is giving those of us who read his letters, yea, these many centuries afterwards, a great deal of hope. It's the same gospel. Yes, it's the same good news. And it's not about buildings, and it's not about budgets, and it's not about secret knowledge, and it is not about ordination, and it is not about extra special talent. The good news gets transmitted the way it always has, because it comes to rest inside a human being, and that human being shares it, shares the good news he or she has received with another human being. That's the only way the gospel has ever spread, one person at a time. And while we certainly live in a different culture than Paul, and it is certainly easy to think that maybe the proclamation of the gospel has become passé, and that it's from a different time and a different place, and that people don't have time for organized religion, I would say that my guess is Paul would offer to us a different manner of encouragement. Maybe there is no room for organized religion, but there is still a hunger for this good news, for this gospel, for this light of Christ in the world. And if we are faithful clay jars, if we are faithful carriers of this good news, it matters not the outward circumstances, whether we are afflicted or crushed or perplexed or whether we are despairing. If we have trust in the good news, that good news will prevail. It will continue to live, even as it lives inside of clay jars. Let us pray. O Lord, you relieve the necessity out of the abundance of your great riches. Grant that we may accept with joy the salvation you bestow and manifest it to all the world by the quality of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.